Clean water.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. The We tonight includes me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can create the content on the site. That, what you see as you scroll down the page at freetalklive.com, was all placed there by listeners like you. Those items, it may be news, might be a blog post or YouTube video. Right now, the top story there, vigil for teen who died in police custody turns violent. So you can go and check that out and vote it up if you like it, and then vote it down if you don't, or you can just ignore it if you don't like it. If you want to be more positive, just vote things up that you like over at freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive. It's completely free, unlike a lot of those other talk show host websites out there. So enjoy freetalklive.com. It is brought to you by CryptoKit. It is a free instant Bitcoin wallet, secure messaging system, as well as Bitcoin news and charts, all wrapped up into one Google Chrome browser extension. So anytime I want to check on the latest Bitcoin price, I just click my little CryptoKit. Looks like the current price in U.S. dollars is $598 right now. You're wincing, Daryl. Are you upset that it's only several hundred dollars more than what it was 2 months ago?
Yeah, it's only up 100 times what it was this time last year instead of 212 times what it was last year.
Times are tough for us Bitcoin folks. Anyway, CryptoKit is the easiest and quickest Bitcoin wallet to set up. You install CryptoKit, you move your mouse around, generate a random Bitcoin address, fund your wallet from any source, and then start making Bitcoin transactions on the fly right from within your browser. Don't worry, your wallet data is stored client-side, meaning on your side, not sent to any servers, and the CryptoKit is open source. So it's easy for you to go and audit. If you're somebody who knows how to program, you can go in and audit the code. So if you don't believe that it's, you know, there's no backdoors in CryptoKit, for instance, you can go and check it out yourself. Plus, it's got some PGP encryption tools that are pretty handy. I have always hated PGP because it's so difficult, but CryptoKit really makes it easy to send and receive messages with PGP encryption. So go to CryptoKit.com. That's K-R-Y-P-T-O-Kit. You do need to have Google Chrome in order to take this on as a plugin. Again, CryptoKit.com. As we go to the phones and to your thoughts, Christian Anarchist is with us. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, listening online via TuneIn.
Hey, guys, I want to first wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I just love the Christmas season.
Already?
But what I wanted to talk about tonight is, I know you guys have a pretty good topic going there, but I was going to talk about how we've sold our birthright. And, of course, that refers to the prodigal son that sells their birthright for a cup, you know, a bowl of porridge, whatever.
Right.
And the thing, and in that story, something of extreme value, in other words, somebody's birthright, was given up for something of very small value, a bowl of porridge. Of course, at the time, he was very hungry, so this bowl of porridge looked pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in our current times, and what I've seen over my lifetime, since I'm now going to be, I'll be 62 in a few months,
okay.
But I've seen us sell out our birthright, which is liberty, for some really lousy bowls of cereal. You know, we're getting things like online games, football games, you know, on our cable TV, whatever else, little trinkets that can be thrown our way to keep everybody kind of distracted from the bigger picture, which is, you know, that their liberties are being violated on a daily basis.
Well, that may be true, but certainly we would have those things if we actually did have liberty. I mean, there would be all kinds of entertainments and things to enjoy if
we
actually had
freedom.
Well,
but the point I'm getting at is the amount of time that is totally wasted that could be put towards better use. And I'm not saying that I'm immune from this. I'm just as guilty as everybody else. I'll raise my hand real high because I spend a lot of time distracted with these little tiny baubles, these shiny little flakes of whatever that look interesting, that distract me from doing real work and getting real things done. And
Well, to some extent, everybody should have some leisure time. I mean, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, after all.
And that is true. However, have you walked down the street lately and just looked at people, or have you, I don't know if you ride any, you don't have public transportation there, but I mean, if you're like in New York.
Actually, there is public transit here in Keene.
Oh, wow, really? Well,
yes.
I typically, when I'm riding a subway, it's in China, but you ride this, and it's the same over there. You ride the subway, and everybody's glued to their little electronic device.
Yep.
Nobody talks to anybody anymore. Nobody interacts with anybody anymore. And if you can't interact, you cannot educate people on what liberty is. And if you try to interact with somebody these days, they really look at you weird. You know that? They kind of... Mm. Yeah, what are you doing talking to me? I don't know you. Where'd you come from? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, but if you were on their game system and you were chatting with them from halfway around the world, well, they just tickle to death to chat with you that way. But
it's an interesting observation, and I share a lot of the concerns because, yeah, obviously there are a number of people out there who are distracted, and pleasantly so. And in fact, if you were to talk to them about some of these issues of freedom that you find so important, they would feel frightened. I mean, they are scared of the idea of freedom, mm-hmm. and so they would prefer to not put any of their, what they consider what freedoms they have, on the line in order to achieve more of it. Because, you know, they've got all these nice things, Gene. Why should they go ahead and take any risks?
And the holodeck in Star Trek is very close to reality today. And it's not going to be too much longer to where you're going to be able to plug your game system into your brain and you'll actually be able to feel and interact with what's going on around you. And when
Gene?
We do, really, how are we going to distinguish, how are we going to even put up with reality when we can live in the fantasy?
I have a question for you. For those of us who are not Trekkies, what is a holodeck?
Oh, I thought everybody knew what a holodeck was. Well,
that's a good point.
It's the deck on the Enterprise where you can go in and you punch in any program you want and you walk in there and all the holo projectors project that particular, like if you wanted to go be a knight in shining armor, they would project all that in there, and you would get on your horse, and you'd be in your armor, and you'd go and you'd rescue the princess, and you'd be the hero, you know. So
it was a great plot device for Star Trek, too, because it would allow them to take the show off of the ship in a lot of different ways.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great for the
You were theory. Asking because you didn't honestly know.
I have no clue. I don't watch the science fiction space things.
Okay,
I'm too distracted by pro wrestling and football, and because I watch football, then Congress has to pass this budget that increases spending, whereas if I just hadn't have watched that football game, then Congress wouldn't have passed the bill raising spending by $75 billion over the next 2 years.
Hey, we're Ole Miss fans here. Our son plays in the band at Ole Miss, so we go to all the Ole Miss games, so I know what football fan is. But that doesn't change the point that we spend way too much time on these little things that are distracting us from real life. And when we do get to the holodeck type of technology, there will be no reason to live a real life anymore. If you could plug yourself into the holodeck 24/7, you could be, having grapes peeled and dropped in your mouth and, any kind of fantasy.
But they're not real grapes.
Well, they would put some kind of mush in your mouth in the, you know, there would be a little interaction there with the program where when you...
Well, now you're getting into the question of what is reality, and, you look at, like, The Matrix, and for those of you who don't know what The Matrix is, it was a 1997 film by the Wachowski brothers.
97?
Yeah, it's that old.
And, wow.
Really just a mind-melding kind of amazing film that had to do with people escaping from a computer-generated fantasy world, essentially, into reality, and one of the characters gets himself placed back in, or wants to get himself placed back in because he's tired of eating the goop that they have to eat in reality when, you know, he could be in this computer program simulated, at least, eating what he, you know, is simulated to taste like a steak. And
I guess in conclusion, I would like to say, everybody go out and talk to somebody about liberty. How about that?
Or you can go to our chat room at cam.freetalklive.com. Thanks, Gene. I appreciate the call. We'll come back and dish into this a little bit further. It's Free Talk Live. We'll hear your thoughts.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. All you have to do is dial in toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the ProXPN toll-free line, by the way. If you care about online privacy, you really should look at ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that encrypts your data. So right now, if you're surfing, there's a good chance your internet service provider is probably keeping records of every site you visit, every search you make, for as little as 6 months, some cases as long as 5 years. That makes it very easy for the government, for instance, to acquire your information. All they have to do is go there with a court order, and those aren't hard to get. So you want to protect your privacy, go with ProXPN. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started there for free, and use our discount code FTL20 when you're ready to sign up for their premium package to get unlimited bandwidth and no limits on any kind of technology. You can use torrents over their premium account, for instance, which means that you're protected because you're behind their VPN, which means that the sites you visit do not know any longer where you are. You get to select your location in the world. If you want to be, if you want to make it look like you're coming from Dallas, LA, I think they've got one in Seattle, Singapore, the Netherlands, there's a couple in New York. You choose the server, you connect to it, and then it looks like to the servers you're visiting, to the websites you're visiting, that you're coming from that other location. So they protect your location, they protect your privacy, meaning that your ISP no longer knows where you're going, and ProXPN doesn't log that information either. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, get signed up there, use code FTL20 to save 20% off the price of their premium account. Now, if you get their annual plan, that means that you're only paying about $5 a month for ProXPN, and that's an incredibly low price for the level of privacy protection that you get with proxpn.com/FTL. We also have, by the way, there's also a 33% discount available on the yearly plan that you can use to you can use Bitcoin to pay for. So you get 33% off again over at proxpn.com/FTL. All right, so we're talking with Gene the Christian Anarchist about the idea of kind of bread and circuses, the distractions that are out there for all of us to enjoy and to spend all kinds of time with, to the detriment, as Gene was pointing out, to the detriment of the advancement of liberty in our lifetime. And there's so many wonderful distractions out there that you really can pour as much of your time as you want to into these things. And as you do so, and as you don't put your time into more productive matters, then the state continues to fester and grow and become more and more involved in your life until, before you know it, some of the things that you might have been enjoying might be made illegal. I mean, right now, for instance, one of my distractions that I enjoy and I don't really spend as much time on as I might like would be video games. No, I was watching some 4 Minute earlier today. It's a K-pop group, but video games. It's a real good way for me to just pour hours and hours of my time away into this thing that ultimately doesn't have anything that it's holding. You know, there's no real benefit to playing the games. It's just something that's enjoyable, and you know, every hour I'm playing a video game is an hour that I'm not doing liberty activism, things that that I could work on to actually achieve more freedom in our lifetime. And while I while away the hours playing video games, we've got people like the state, these folks in D.C. or your local state government, who are actively planning banning violence in video games or banning sexuality in video games or anything like that. There are people out there who are advancing agendas like that. And if you're too busy with the things that you're enjoying to find that out and to take action to oppose it or to prevent that from coming to fruition in the first place, then, yeah, you could definitely lose out by doing that.
But it seemed as though Gene was saying that if you do anything entertaining, regardless of how much you put forth towards working to promote freedom, if you do anything such as watch a football game or play a video game or anything that isn't working towards liberty.
I didn't get that from him. I can see how you might have taken it that way, because he's very adamant about this and he's passionate about it. But at the same time, he admitted he's a trekkie.
Yeah.
And he also admitted
liking Ole Miss football.
Right.
Because, University of Mississippi. His son plays for the marching band.
Right.
But, so, you know, there are other people, not just Gene, who will say, you know, if you're doing this, you know, look, football, that's the slave sport. But yet these same people will go, you know, watch movies or
sure.
just sit there and smoke weed and listen to Pink Floyd albums all day. So it seems as though it's one of those things of you're judging me because I'm entertained differently than you.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think Gene was saying don't enjoy entertainment. I think his critique was of the people who only spend their time on either working or entertaining themselves, and that they don't concern themselves with the world around them, that they don't concern themselves with trying to, you know, have some sort of positive influence on society as far as beyond just enjoying their lives and their friends and the company of their friends. But you can't blame somebody for that, you know? I mean, because I don't blame anybody at all who, when faced with the prospect of unplugging from the Matrix, decides they want to stay plugged into it.
Yeah.
It's a comfortable existence. There's air conditioning. There's heating. There's video games. There's television. There's sports. There's all kinds of things that you can do.
There's also not driving an hour to the state house to testify only for the state reps to wind up doing whatever it is they wanted to do anyway.
Absolutely.
So I can understand why somebody would not want to get involved trying to,
them.
You know, protect their liberties.
You can talk to people and, you know, and talk to people on the streets, and they will tell you things like, you know, they don't want to follow the news. You can bring up some sort of news item to them, and they'll be completely oblivious to it because they don't want to listen to what the news has to say because it's negative.
Yeah.
I don't blame anybody who doesn't want to listen to the news and who wants to just kind of shut themselves off from that. It can be a very depressing thing listening to just report after report after report that essentially is, you know, amounts to no more than just reports of violence around the world. I mean, talk about depressing. Reports of the government becoming more and more intrusive and more oppressive all around the world. Who wouldn't want to unplug from that? Who wouldn't want to just go ahead and get lost in some sort of fantasy World of Warcraft world, or, you know, watching movie after movie after movie, or delving into fantasy football or whatever it is that they distract themselves
nothing
with?
Nothing wrong with fantasy football.
Did I say there was something wrong with it? I listed it in a list of distractions of things that people can do. So I don't blame anybody for it. I think that ultimately it's the wrong choice, but I don't blame somebody for making that choice. I totally understand it. I empathize with it. I know that I can't do that myself because I don't feel like I could live with myself sitting back and doing nothing about the injustices of the world. Obviously, I can't do something about all of the injustice in the world. I can only focus on some of it because there's just so much. But to try to do something or doing a little about it, a little about something is better than ignoring it and pretending that it's not existing. Would love to hear from you, though, at 855-450-FREE. But that's one of the reasons why the Free State Project is so important to me, to get together with other people who think about freedom and who are willing to act about freedom. We'll tell you more about that coming up. You can take control as well. Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last. to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything that you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome on the idea of distractions. Gene, the Christian anarchist, called in, brought this up, the issue of the so-called bread and circuses, things with which the average folks in the world can be easily distracted, taking them away from reality and delivering them into a world of fantasy where they don't have to think about the what we might argue would be the more important things in life. I mean, leisure certainly is important, but ultimately, the direction the government seems to be going in is to be making more and more things that were legal for leisure in the past illegal. So it might come about that what you're enjoying right now as your leisure activity may be prohibited in the future. It's certainly a possibility. It's not unheard of. It has happened to other people's favorite leisure activities.
Well, we can rest safe because the feds won't do anything for at least 2 weeks because they've decided to go on vacation. Again.
You mean as far as restricting future liberties?
Yes.
But they will still be arresting peaceful people in that time.
Oh, people will still wind up getting arrested. Right. But Congress is on recess until sometime after the new year.
So there's an answer to this problem of the apathy that is so prevalent throughout American society. And the answer isn't that everybody's just going to wake up, that there's going to be some kind of issue. Unless you take away the television set from Americans. Or the internet at this point.
I was going to say, there's still this thing called the internet.
Yeah, unless you take away the shiny glowing boxes that are so effective at distracting us, I don't think you're going to have that mass awakening or enough people being frustrated enough to pay attention. I don't think it's likely at all. So I think what you have to do is the Free State Project. That's the best solution that I've ever heard of to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. If liberty is important to you, and it is for me, and I know it is for you, Daryl, then you should really go to freestateproject.org. If freedom, meaning your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, if that means something to you, to willing to actually, and you're willing to do more than just talk about it, then go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and start making your plan to make the move to New Hampshire and join us and over 15,000 people who have pledged to make the move here as part of the Free State Project. Over 1,500 of them are already here. So please go to freestateproject.org, because it's that kind of deliberate intention, that bringing together of like-minded individuals to create this kind of nucleus, this of energy, of activism in one place, that is the only thing, in my opinion, that has the potential to roust enough average people out of their slumber and get them to pay attention and get them to care enough to actually do something to help us achieve more freedom. I know that's why you moved here.
Yes.
So freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We talked to Dave listening in New York. Again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Dave, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
You guys were talking about time machines just a few minutes ago, and I just want to touch up on that subject, and then I have something else I want to talk about.
Okay.
If I were to hop in a time machine, I would go back to August and prevent myself from getting fired from Hertz, because I like that job, and you know, I made a big.
You referenced this on a call earlier this week. Dave is our new chronic caller, by the way, for listeners that don't recognize his voice. You referenced this on a call earlier this week, but I didn't ask you what it was that happened, because you said that you were at fault for something that got you fired. So you had admitted being at fault. What happened?
Oh, he actually referenced this a couple of weeks ago when you were doing some tech support.
Oh, I'm
and it
that.
Was me and Mark on for, I believe, the first 2 hours of the show on a Monday, there was a YouTube video made, and I don't remember the specifics.
You had some kind of a spat with a coworker, right, Dave?
Yes, I did. You know, if I could go back in time, I would prevent myself from getting fired, because I like that job, and now I have no money, and now the holidays are here, and I have no money to go out and buy anyone anything. I'm broke, unemployed. And I just recently had a phone call interview, or actually a phone court hearing.
What would you tell yourself, though? I mean, Dave, because obviously you were upset at this other coworker, so you made some kind of YouTube video where you named names, and so that ended up getting you canned.
He was also wearing his Hertz uniform in the video.
So what would you, I mean, considering you were obviously very passionate about what happened in the video at the time, do you think it would have been possible for you to calm yourself down and get you to not post that?
Probably, because I was mad, I was angry, my boss wasn't around at the time, and you know, I didn't really know who to speak with or whoever, so because the person, I don't know if I want to mention this person's name or not, but
you probably shouldn't do that. So what would you do? You would come back. First, you'd have to really calm yourself down, because it would be pretty shocking to see a future version of yourself come back to talk to you. But after you,
Doc Brown says that would wind up causing a split in the space-time continuum.
Yeah, you aren't allowed to see yourself if you travel back into the past.
Doctor Who, in the epic rap battle version, where they, you know, had an epic rap battle against one another, says that there's no such thing as causing a rift in the space-time continuum, because space and time is more like a rug.
I don't know. I don't think you want to mess with the space-time continuum thing. I think you'd probably want to say, maybe you could leave a note for yourself. Would that count, or is it only if you see yourself?
Only if you come into direct contact with another version of yourself.
Leaving a note
would be okay, because you might just think that you wrote the note for yourself.
Because I still have the video on one of my hard drives, and I went back and I looked at it, and I was like, oh my god, you know, I was such an idiot, such a moron for doing this, you know, I lost my job over, you know, because I really liked my job. It was just, I was just angry at this other coworker. And
live and learn, man. Live and learn. You chalk it up, you learn the lesson, you don't do it again next time, and obviously you can't go back. There's no do-overs in this case. But what was the other issue you wanted to bring up, Dave?
The holidays is because, you know, since now I'm unemployed, you know, I had the phone court hearing and I didn't think it went well. And so I don't know if I'm going to be able to get my unemployment insurance benefits, you know, because of what I did for this coworker. I really don't know if I'm going to, you know, because of my disability, my therapist had a letter to the judge.
I hear you that it's frustrating. We don't need all the details. What was the other issue?
That was just mainly the two things I want to talk about. Going back in time and preventing myself from getting fired. And because, you know, I have no money for the holidays, I can't go out and buy anyone anything, you know.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sure people will understand that. And if they don't understand it, then that's too bad. They're obviously focused on things and not, you know, the well-being of somebody that they care about. If you're in a bad place, I wouldn't expect anybody to do anything for me. I never expect anybody to get me anything for the holidays. And Dave, I wish you the best. I hope that you can get some new work. And thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. All you can do is, you know, move ahead and be a better person in the future and not focus on the mistakes that you made. Because if you stay in that place, it's just not going to be good for you. You're going to keep beating yourself up. And for what?
Dave actually does sort of bring up a good point about if you did have a time machine, what would you go back in time to either do or prevent yourself from doing? And for this hypothetical exercise, we're only going to say that you can make one trip into the past.
That is a question that would have to, I think, require more reflection than I can give it at the moment. Offhand, I would say I don't have any real serious regrets. I mean, there's like one or two things that I probably should have done differently where I lost a bunch of money, and it would be nice to have that money back to spend on things that matter rather than just losing it. But without getting into detail on exactly how I would prevent that from happening, let's just say a couple of business decisions that were unfortunate I had made in the past, but no real serious stuff, like nothing that would have been earth-shattering.
I think offhand, the one thing that I would go back and do is I would have bought some Bitcoin in, like, 2010.
Yeah, now, that's a good one.
We're going to say that you could only prevent yourself from doing something, then that would take a little more reflection.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. I can think of a couple things. 855-450-3733, but I'm not telling you about them. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program. We, of course, will take your calls about anything you might want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you. There's archives there waiting for you. You can just go and click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as would please you. And they're all for free, so go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. You know, there's a lot of problem out there when it comes to the state getting more involved in your life. We've been talking about that throughout the hour, actually, this hour, is their ever-increasing presence in your business and in your personal life. And if you haven't noticed it yet, just give them time. They'll come around to something that you enjoy. And so one of the big questions about out there is, well, what do you do about it? Do you pack it up and leave the U.S. and go to some other country and kind of hide out? Do you stay here and make a stand for freedom? Well, there are people who are going to be at the Passport to Freedom event coming up January 23rd through the 25th, about a month out in Las Vegas. We're going to be taking both sides of this particular issue. They're going to be experts who have, in a lot of cases, done what you might be considering doing, like leaving the country. They'll tell you about ways to reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, protect your money, quit your job, make money from anywhere. That's everything you need to create a freedom-oriented lifestyle. They say he's going to be at this three-day event. There'll be information you can't get online from folks like Peter Schiff, Vitalik Buterin from Bitcoin Magazine, and more. Go to passport.freetalklive.com for a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Again, this is coming up, Vegas. It's going to be an intimate event, the very first ever Passport to Freedom. Again, January 23rd through the 25th. Go to passport.freetalklive.com to get your tickets today. That's passport.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Daryl.
So there's other news here. Speaking of things that have been made illegal, we're talking about how they might be coming around to something that you enjoy. That maybe you're lucky and some of the things you enjoy or all of the things you enjoy have not yet been made illegal. But over time, it seems like the state continues to stick its butt in to places, its nose into places that they just keep getting more and more invasive and more oppressive. And, you know, what do you do about it? Well, every now and then, the state will make a court decision that makes things appear like there's hope. Every now and then, the broken clock will strike correctly, correct? So there's a story over at MSN.com out of Canada about one of these court cases. They've struck down all of their current restrictions on prostitution as of Friday, including bans on brothels and street solicitation, declaring that the laws were unconstitutional because they violated prostitutes' safety.
Well, before you get much further into this story, one thing that is interesting in Canada, much like in France and a couple dozen other countries around the world, the actual act of exchanging money for sexual services is legal.
Really?
However, all of the activities around that particular monetary transaction is illegal. So
tell me what you mean by that.
Soliciting.
Okay, so asking for a sale.
Propositioning, or what they call procuring, which is commonly known as pimping,
okay,
is illegal. And it's also illegal to either work in or operate a brothel.
Not anymore.
Well, that is until Friday in Canada. That is still the restriction in France.
Well, actually, according to the story, MSN.com says the sweeping 9-0 decision will take effect in 1 year, inviting Parliament to try to come up with some other way to regulate the sex trade if it chooses to do so. Prostitution is technically legal in Canada, but most related activities, as Daryl explained, have been illegal, including living off the avails of someone else's prostitution. But the court found that the provisions were overly broad or grossly disproportionate. Chief Justice Beverly McClatchon said many prostitutes have no meaningful choice but to engage in the risky economic activity of prostitution, and that the law should not make such lawful activity more dangerous. She wrote that it makes no difference that the conduct of pimps and johns is the immediate source of the harms suffered by the prostitutes. The impugned laws deprive people engaged in a risky but legal activity of the means to protect themselves against those risks. One current prostitute and two former ones, including a dominatrix, had initiated the challenge to Canada's laws, arguing that sex workers would be safer if they were allowed to screen johns and operate in brothels with bodyguards if they chose. And they're absolutely right. Now, I would have liked to have seen the laws overturned because it's an infringement on your right to do as you please with your own body, which includes should include consenting to selling sexual services to people.
Yes.
But, of course, as you're pointing out, some of that is illegal, although the negotiation factor would not be illegal. So the actual sales portion of it.
The actual transaction is perfectly legal in Canada.
But negotiating
under
the transaction
current
is not.
Law.
But negotiating it is not, right?
Making like the about negotiation is illegal.
So offering the sex for the money or offering the money for the sex would be
yes.
illegal. So by putting all these restrictions around it, or as we have experienced it here in the United States, where just period, you know, sex for money is illegal.
Except for Nevada. Rural counties in Nevada.
Yep. And there is a completely different scene where there
because
are legal problems.
Heavily regulated.
Which I also have a problem with that, but it's, I guess you can make the argument that a regulated business is better than a black market business, but it's not that much better.
Right.
But anyway, they're right with their claim here that by prostitution being mostly illegal in Canada, I'm just going to use that term because
yes.
it's effectively illegal, or it was.
It would be akin to me saying, Ian, it's perfectly okay for you to sell bottles of water without a permit. However, offering the bottle of water or trying to work out the transaction of selling the bottle of water, you can't do that. But the actual, you know, transaction itself, that's legal. You can stand on the street corner and sell bottles of water. You just can't vocalize that
yeah.
you're selling water, and you
right.
can't, you know, vocalize how much in exchange for the bottle of water.
So if I were to have a cooler full of water and a
and you're just
donation
sort of like
dish,
waving yeah. the bottle of water so that people know you're offering water.
Yeah. So they're right. Okay, so because prostitution's illegal means that these girls, and in some cases guys, have to work in very questionable conditions. They usually end up working for people who are violent or possibly dishonest towards them.
Or they might wind up contracting for services with someone who is violent.
A John, perhaps, who may want to harm the girl. That's certainly possible. Or, you know, there are also examples of Johns being beaten by, you know, prostitutes who've teamed up with some hulking giant of a man.
Certainly.
Waiting in the hotel room just to rob the man and beat him if he fights back. So there's all kinds of really scummy things that happen in relation to the prostitution business. But none of those things have anything to do with, well, this is just the nature of prostitution. The nature of prostitution is that there's these dirty girls and these mean guys. And No. The nature of prostitution is selling sex for money. That's the nature of prostitution. And that should be legal. It's not, unfortunately, in a lot of places. But now, in Canada, or at least in a year, they say that, according to the court decision, it will be. Now, the question, of course, is will the federal government there in Canada find some other way, some other kind of creative loophole to attempt to re-regulate the business, to control it again?
My guess, and this is just my guess of what they might do, having, you know, paid attention to what governments do when forced to, you know, all right, this is now legal. They will probably institute something along the lines of requiring prostitutes to register with some agency, get a permit to do what they do, and then they'll make the permit so expensive to where your average girl won't be able to pay for the permit.
Right, so the ritzy prostitutes, so the high-class ones.
It will only be illegal to do this activity without the permit.
Yep, you could very well be right. As you pointed out, in Nevada, there's a lot of regulatory structure.
You have to get tested every 30 days, which there's nothing right now prohibiting any woman that's in the sex industry from getting tested every 30 days.
Or more often, as a matter of fact.
True. However, it could be a thing of, like, how a lot of municipalities, when you take your dog to the vet, if the dog isn't up to date on the shots, the vet will notify the local government to let them know, and then the local government, oh, well, this dog isn't registered. So maybe it's a thing. If somebody gets tested so often, the doctor will notify the local government.
We'll come back with more. Is this a scary idea to you? Can you imagine legalized prostitution? Would the world go to hell? 855-450-FREE, you tell us.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.